Hi, this is Detective Carlos Sabo, CarlosSabo. Date of birth is 10/28/2015. Date of accident is 9/1/2021. Date of service 5/17/2022. Mr. Carlos Sabo is here, 6-year-old child who was involved in an automobile accident initially on 9/1/2021. He was sitting in the rear seat and he hit the seat in front with his head and hit the door with his left hand. And it had a neck whiplash to begin with, headaches. And lower back pain, with pain in both the hands, both knees. And some pain in the tummy. Along with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, confusion, loss of memory and headaches. Today, patient report that there are no headaches. There is no pain in the knees. Lower back pain is also minuscule. The severity of the pain is between 3 to 4. ADLs are not affected. The patient reports almost 80% improvement in the pain level. The pain in the lower back bothers him only when he plays hard for a long time at school. His ADLs are not significantly affected. They're all below 3. In the system review, patient has no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, no confusion, disorientation, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory, no anxiety, depression, panic. Patient is receiving good grades at school. In the pain and numbness, patient has no pain anywhere except lower back stiffness. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is reported. None of them. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, or frequency painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and no changes in the actually, the pain is improved. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medications are none except Advil. And patient reports no substance abuse or reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 3/24/2022, dictation number 0325-004. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. Well, in the physical examination, please make sure that report like this. In the extremities examination, the knee is completely normal bilaterally with no tenderness. All the lower extremities and upper extremities are completely normal with normal range of motion, normal quick test, no leg length discrepancies, and no tenals and corpus phalanx sign are positive. Motor strength is 5/5 in all the four extremities. Gait is completely normal. The rest of the physical examination, musculoskeletal is also completely normal. No tenderness is noticed anywhere. Please use the previous visit and type that. Copy and paste, range of motion are completely normal as well. The plan is to do a one more month of therapy and then discharge the patient. Patient has been referred to a pediatric neurology and neuropsych evaluation and treatment for a children hospital in Detroit or Beaumont Hospital here, and the father has promised to take him there. Other than that, there is no other treatment is necessary for Carlos. Father wants to discharge him next month, and very satisfied with the treatment. Thank you.